It took 5 hours for Susan Calvin to interview the 63 robots. It was 5 hours of multi-repetition, of replacement after replacement of identical robot, of questions A, B, C, D, and answers A, B, C, D, of a carefully bland expression, a carefully neutral tone, a carefully friendly atmosphere, and a hidden wire recorder. The psychologist felt drained of vitality when she was finished. Bogart was waiting for her and looked expectant as she dropped the recording spool with a clang upon the plastic of the desk. She shook her head. All 63 seemed the same to me. I couldn't tell. He said, "You couldn't expect to tell by ear, Susan. Suppose we analyze the recordings." Ordinarily, the mathematical interpretation of verbal reactions of robots is one of the more intricate branches of robotic analysis. It requires a staff of trained technicians and the help of complicated computing machines. Bogart knew that. Bogart stated as much in an extreme of unshown annoyance after having listened to each set of replies, made lists of word deviations and graphs of the intervals of responses. "There are no anomalies present, Susan. The variations in wording and the time reactions are within the limits of ordinary frequency groupings. We need finer methods. They must have computers here." "No." He frowned and nibbled delicately at a thumbnail. "We can't use computers. Too much danger of leakage. Or maybe if we..." Dr. Calvin stopped him with an impatient gesture. "Please, Peter, this isn't one of your petty laboratory problems. If we can't determine the modified nester by some gross difference that we can see with the naked eye, one that there is no mistake about, we're out of luck. The danger of being wrong and of letting him escape is otherwise too great. It's not enough to point out a minute irregularity in a graph. I tell you, if that's all I've got to go on, I'd destroy them all just to be certain. Have you spoken to the other modified nesters?" "Yes, I have," snapped back Bogart. "And there's nothing wrong with them. They're above normal in friendliness, if anything. They answered my questions, displayed pride in their knowledge, except the two new ones that haven't had time to learn their etheric physics. They laughed rather good-naturedly at my ignorance in some of the specializations here." He shrugged. "I suppose that forms some of the basis for resentment toward them on the part of the technicians here. The robots are perhaps too willing to impress you with their greater knowledge. Can you try a few planar reactions to see if there has been any change, any deterioration in their mental setup since manufacture?"
"I haven't yet, but I will."
He shook a slim finger at her.
"You're losing your nerve, Susan. I don't see what it is you're dramatizing. They're essentially harmless."
"They are." Calvin took fire. "They are. Do you realize one of them is lying? One of the 63 robots I have just interviewed has deliberately lied to me after the strictest injunction to tell the truth. The abnormality indicated is horribly deep-seated and horribly frightening."
Peter Bogart felt his teeth harden against each other. He said, "Not at all. Look, Nestor 10 was given orders to lose himself. Those orders were expressed in maximum urgency by the person most authorized to command him. You can't counteract that order either by superior urgency or superior right of command. Naturally, the robot will attempt to defend the carrying out of his orders. In fact, objectively, I admire his ingenuity. How better can a robot lose himself than to hide himself among a group of similar robots?"
"Yes, you would admire it. I've detected amusement in you, Peter. Amusement and an appalling lack of understanding. Are you a roboticist, Peter? Those robots attach importance to what they consider superiority. You've just said as much yourself. Subconsciously, they feel humans to be inferior, and the first law which protects us from them is imperfect. They are unstable. And here we have a young man ordering a robot to leave him, to lose himself, with every verbal appearance of revulsion, disdain, and disgust. Granted, that robot must follow orders, but subconsciously, there is resentment.
it will become more important than ever for it to prove that it is superior despite the horrible names it was called. It may become so important that what's left of the first law won't be enough. How on Earth, or anywhere in the solar system, Susan, is a robot going to know the meaning of the assorted strong language used upon him? Obscenity is not one of the things impressioned upon his brain. Original impressionment is not everything, Calvin snarled at him. Robots have learning capacity, you fool! And Bogart knew that she had really lost her temper. She continued hastily, Don't you suppose he could tell from the tone used that the words weren't complimentary? Don't you suppose he's heard the words used before and noted upon what occasions? Well then, shouted Bogart, will you kindly tell me one way in which a modified robot can harm a human being, no matter how offended it is, no matter how sick with desire to prove superiority? If I tell you one way, will you keep quiet? Yes. They were leaning across the table at each other, angry eyes nailed together. The psychologist said, If a modified robot were to drop a heavy weight upon a human being, he would not be breaking the first law if he did so with the knowledge that his strength and reaction speed would be sufficient to snatch the weight away before it struck the man. However, once the weight left his fingers, he would be no longer the active medium. Only the blind force of gravity would be that. The robot could then change his mind and merely by inaction allow the weight to strike. The modified first law allows that. That's an awful stretch of imagination. That's what my profession requires sometimes. Peter, let's not quarrel. Let's work. You know the exact nature of the stimulus that caused the robot to lose himself. You have the records of his original mental makeup. I want you to tell me how possible it is for our robot to do the sort of thing I just talked about. Not the specific instance, mind you, but that whole class of response. And I want it done quickly. And meanwhile, we'll have to try performance tests directly on the response to first law.